Monday! Open wide dev fans! Get ready to stuff your face with JavaScript, CSS, Node Modules, barbecue tips, Git workflows, breakdancing, soft skills, web development, the hastiest, the craziest, the tastiest web development treats. Coming in hot, here is Wes, Barracuda, Boss, and Scott, El Toro Loco, Tolinsky.
Welcome to Syntax on this Monday Hasty Treat. We're going to be talking about CSS 5 color functions. My name is Scott Tolinsky. I'm a developer from Denver, Colorado. And with me, as always, is Wes Boss. Wes!
Hey, it's before everyone freaks out, it's not actually CSS 5. I just put that in there to get people riled up. CSS has departed from doing major versions. And it is like CSS level 5, color level 5. That's the actual spec. But I put it in there just to
trigger Web the people. Three that, people just declared that Web3 was Web3. I think we can just start adding numbers on the thing. I think it's completely jumped the shark. It does not matter.
There was something the other day. Jack Dorsey's pitching Web5. What happened to Web4?
We're just jumping number, man. I don't care. Yeah.
CSS, I guess maybe here. 4 is stable, and then it's like Node, where like the yeah, odd versions are.
Release.
Yeah, LTS. Who are we sponsored by today, Scott?
We are sponsored by Linode, the perfect place to host your application. Wes, do you want to talk about Linode?
I do. Linode, cloud computing developers trust. You've got an application. You need to put your images somewhere. You need to run a whole bunch of processes. Guess who has the boxes for that? Linode has the boxes for that. They've got products for literally everything you want. Probably the most common one is I've got a Node.js app. I want to host that thing somewhere. Well, you can go ahead and get a Linux server. You can get them pre-configured with Node already on it, or you can go the route of installing Node yourself. They've got lots of really good documentation for that. And then if you need anything else past that, they've got it. High memory, high GPU, DDoS protection, block and object storage, backup. They got MongoDB, MySQL, Postgres, you name it, they got it. And they're going to give you $100 in credit. So go to linode.com/syntax to get that $100. Thank you, Linode, for sponsoring. All right, let's talk about, I went down this rabbit hole the other day where I was like, I have a color and I want to make it transparent. I want to take this specific blue and make it 50% transparent or whatever. You know what I mean? So I was like, okay, like we had that in SAS like 26 years ago. Can we have that in CSS now? And I knew that like it was sort of been working on, but I never like really looked it up. And so I sort of went down that rabbit hole of being like, okay, like where are we at with this color functions in CSS? I just want to be able to take a color and make it transparent. And I asked on Twitter and people are like, well, just use RGB. And the problem with that is that if you have any color, of course you can figure out the color and make it transparent. But if you want to programmatically take a name, a hex, an RGB, an HSL, an LCH, you want to take literally any color that you have and not worry about it, and then perform operations on that color, make it darker, make it lighter, make it somewhat transparent, figure out a good contrasting color. Those things are now coming to CSS. There's sort of like three things in this color module level 5, CSS 5 colors. Five color. We're going to sort of go through those in this hasty treat today. Are you ready for this, Scott?
Oh, I'm ready for it, but I'm not ready for Wes's spelling of the word color in our documentation here. Wes wrote show notes and he spelled color with a U.
The like, correct way.
The correct way, yeah.
The way the rest of the world does it. It's funny, actually, that's one thing I'm very proud of is I can no problem switch from if I'm writing the word color, I put a U in it. And if I'm coding the word color, I don't put a U in it. And I have an immaculate ability to switch between the two and never, ever goof it up.
You don't use the CSS, Canadian CSS, post CSS plugin?
Yeah. That would be great. Just transpile it.
It exists. It's real.
Yeah, literally
it's a real
does. Thing. Yeah. I had it in one of my... I did a talk on post CSS at one point, and there's like a whole preset for Canadians where you can do things like we spell gray differently as well. Yeah.
Okay. So Okay, let's where do you want to start? Do you want to start with this color mix? Is that where we want to start?
The color mix function. So this is something that can be fairly popular. Is you have two colors and you want to be able to mix them together. There is a new CSS color mix function where you it takes a couple things. First, it takes the color space. A color space is kind of interesting to me. So I went down a little bit of a rabbit hole in this and I thought like, okay, like as developers, we know about RGB. And we know about like hex colors and past that, I was always just like, why do we need more of them? Well, apparently you can't describe every single color in just RGB. There are more colors than can possibly be described by the permutation of, what is it? 255 reds, 255 greens, and 255 blues. So there is adding to the browser, we're adding all these different color space, big, most popular ones being lab, L-A-B, OK lab, X-Y-Z, sRGB, sRGB linear. And from what I understand, HSL is probably one of the most popular ones, and LCH as well. And from what I understand, you can more accurately describe colors. And where this will be very helpful to the everyday developer is gradients. So if you have a gradient and you want to be able to gradient from green to darker green, sometimes when you have a very like a big gradient and you start to see color banding in between them. Have you seen that before where you have like a gradient or maybe it goes from yellow to green and you see
but not
the
even
clear
just color banding, like weird distortion or weird stops in the color. Sometimes it gets less saturated at certain points in the gradient, or sometimes the gradient just straight up looks bad because of it's not like blending the color correctly.
Exactly. And especially Scott, you have the Apple monitor, right? And that thing is able to display all of these colors. Like before that, we're like, it's not a big deal. Literally no displays can display all these possible colors. But now as displays start to get better and better, you're starting to see companies being like, can we be able to use these colors in the monitor? And that is going to be allow us to do it. So using LCH or HSL, you can have much more vivid, I don't know if vivid is the best word for it, but you can hit all those stops and your gradients are going to look like butter once you're able to do these types of things.
And not only that, but there's also just a better looking, like, so I asked actually on Twitter a month or two ago about people's color systems and CSS variables. Just like what I was expecting was like physically how they're defining their variables, what they're naming them and stuff. But that's not what I got. I ended up getting a ton of really good unrelated advice on color systems in general and how, let me pull up some of these tweets here. There are some really amazing resources that were shared that shows the difference if you're stepping between colors and lightness and why HSL kind of stinks, which is unfortunately because like HSL from a developer perspective, being able to define lightness and saturation as just single values is really handy. But at the end of the day, it kind of produces some of the worst looking colors. If you were to just say minus this by 10, minus this one by 10, minus this one by 10, whatever. So I'll have to dig through this to see, because there's a lot of responses here. And there was some really amazing stuff that shows just truly how good some of these like OK Lab and whatever can make your color systems look comparatively.
You know, we need to get Leah Veru on this podcast, because whenever I do any Googling of CSS colors or gradients or anything, all of her work pops up. So maybe I'll shoot her a DM or whatever, because she has an LCH color picker online as well. But anyways, we're talking about color mix. What does it do? It mixes two colors. So first you specify the color space you wish to mix it in, and then you give it two colors and the amount that which you wish to mix them together. So this is probably not something you need to use every single day, but if you wish to take two colors and mix them together at a certain percentage, I don't know, make this a little, maybe it's good for clients. I like it, but make it a little bluer. Well, now you can programmatically make it a little bluer. And I often
make it happier, make it sunnier.
make it sunnier. I don't know if it will do that just yet, but I often wonder myself, like, can you programmatically make nice design? That's one thing I ask myself over and over again is if you were to take a light mode, could you programmatically make a blue mode from that, you know, and like make it look good? Mm-hmm. Like, is picking colors something that can be done with math, or is it something that is an art? And that's a question I'll send out to the ether there. And I don't know the answer to that, but these color mix will bring us one step closer to being able to actually do that.
I actually have a really good blog post for you then, Wes. It's called Color for the Color Challenged. And it's basically talking about the mathematical kind of like what makes color look good, but also like kind of the math behind it.
Okay.
How things all fit and what makes a palette actually visibly good. And there's a lot of graphs involved. There's a lot of charts. There's a lot of curves involved. So
yeah,
it's really fascinating article. It's a long read. If you're the type of person who wants to geek out on color, this thing will teach you everything you maybe didn't want to know about color, but at the same time will totally blow your mind in terms of all of the different color spaces and what makes color look good.
Okay, this is massive. So what's the answer? Can you programmatically make nice colors?
The answer is kind of. Like, you can't do it with HSL. You can't do it basically with any of the tools that we have in the browser right now today.
Okay.
Maybe with some of these new tools, but that's part of the problem we were trying to solve. And the answer I got at the end of the day was you're probably better off using right now, today, you're probably best off using hex and then putting the hex through functions in SAS. There's a newer function in SAS that actually does it in a better job. Or one of these online ones with OKLab that will like generate the OKLab colors for you with hex values.
A little self plug here. I am a big fan of Benjamin Moore, and Benjamin Moore is a paint company, and they have my wife recently got the paint decks, like a fan deck of literally every single color that they sell.
Kids love that stuff.
And oh, it's so nice to look at. And I was like, I want this in CSS. So I made a website. It's at bm.westboss.com. And I took...
Did you do that on purpose?
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. You know I did. so if you go to bm.westboss.com, you'll see that I took every... There's like 4,500 Benjamin Moore colors. And claret rose, hugs and kisses, winter melon, York Harbor yellow, straw. And I turn them all into CSS variables, and you can just click and copy them into CSS variables. And that was a very fun project. I scraped the Benjamin Moore API to do it. But we're not talking about that. We're talking about the next one, which is color contrast function. This is something where you can give it two different colors. And you basically say versus, and then you say what color it will go against, and it will return to you the one that has the better contrast. And this is going to be huge for accessibility's sake, is you don't have to, like right now for my bm.westboss.com, I had to programmatically server side figure out, is this a light or dark color when it is falling upon the background, right? Because I wanted to make the text on top of the color be either black on light colors or white on dark colors. And this color contrast function will do exactly that for you. It will tell you, okay, well, I'll pick it for you. And that's going to be great for accessibility's sake.
I got to tell you, this is like, I'm designing right now my whole color theme. We've mentioned this a couple times. We're redesigning Level Up tutorials. And I really have like a fascination with designing systems to be themable, right? In the last version of Level Up tutorials, we had like 10 different themes the user could pick, including like a Mighty Ducks mode and stuff, and a Wave Race 64 theme. I mean, we had a lot of fun themes on there. And the single biggest issue we had in our theming system was when you have a dark and light mix, dark and light theme kind of mix, where you want the font color to change based on the background.
Yes.
And anytime I hit bugs, a visibility bugs, it had to do with that. And it would be so much nicer just to say, jump ball, which one's good? Whoever has the best contrast, take it. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. That's exactly what this will do. I love it. I tried programmatically flipping the color, like on the color space, It looked awful because like you would have a purple and then it would flip to this ugly green. So I ended up just doing either light or dark. And then I put like a 80% opacity on it so that it at least a little bit of the color from it behind would sort of bleed through. But let's go to the next one. And this is the big one. This is being able to programmatically alter colors the way that you are used to doing with SAS. If you want to lighten, darken, opacity, what were the other things that you could do? Or blacken, whiten. Tint shade. Exactly. Like you want to do any, you want to take a color and you want to tilt it anywhere you want programmatically. And you're going to be able to do this with CSS with the from keyword. So the way that it works is that you make a variable or you say background red and you say RGB. And normally with RGB or and this will work for HSL, it will work for LCH. I'm just going to say RGB here. And imagine you can do this with any color space. So RGB, you say from, like let's say from dash dash level up purple. And I take the level up purple and I want to be able to change it from there. What it will do is it will basically explode that level up purple and give me three values, an R, a G, and a B. And they're essentially just variables inside of CSS, not the regular dash dash variables, but just you can use the letter R. So from that, you can return an RGB value and you can say, okay, take the red and increase it by 20%. So our CSS has math in it. You can use calc, right? So calc R times decimal 2. And then you take the G and you increase it by 20%. So G times 1.2. And then you take the B and you say, okay, I want to keep the B the same. So you just put B. And then you say, oh, wow, it's RGB A. You can put an A value. So most likely for me, I always want to say, just take this, whatever color it is, if it's a hex or a name or whatever. So you say RGB A from blue. And then you give it your R, your G, your B, and then you have your alpha channel. And that's where you can make the color actually transparent. So if you think about HSLA, the H is a hue, the S is a saturation, and the L is the lightness. If you want to make a color lighter or darker, you simply just say from blue, and then you get the H, the S, and the L values, and you can increase those up or down however you want with calc functions. And then of course you can set an alpha value if you need it as well. So that is unreal. That's kind of what we've been waiting for in the browser. And we are almost there. It's not supported in any browsers. The spec is currently in draft mode, but things are looking good. There was like a whole nother spec that was partially implemented in the browser with color mix. They scrapped that, and now we're looking at this from variable, or sorry, the from keyword in CSS, and I think this is going to go through.
Yeah, and you might be wondering why not just use HSLA to do this, or HSL to do this, and you're bumping up the saturation, whatever. Like we mentioned, you'll want to look at some of these links that I posted. I'll try to make sure I have all of them in the show notes here, but they'll show you directly all of the different types of color profiles and the and how that affects what that lightness actually looks like. And it's unfortunately just not a good profile for that type of thing.
Oh yeah. But you can do it with HSL if you want. But the thing is that if you define all of your colors up front, then of course you can make like a 50% or like a lighter version or a darker version. But if you want to on the fly, take a hex value and make it lighter or darker, that's where this is going to be very, totally, very helpful.
Yeah, but even the HSL version of it isn't very good.
Oh, yeah. You don't have full control over it. And that's what this LCH is apparently going to be better at. What is lightness, chroma, and hue. And this is like whenever I get into 3D or audio or something in the browser, is in my expertise in JavaScript is now I'm going outside of my lane and trying to understand how audio or 3D space or color spaces work. And you have to sort of expand your your reach and learn a little bit more about how these things work.
Here's what you want to do, Wes. You go to this Better Color Tools. It's the fourth one that I posted in the show notes. Bettercolortools.pages.dev. Okay. Then go to the color scale tab.
Oh, there we go. Color scale. All right. I'm seeing
color
it.
Color scale. Go ahead and select a color and then just look at the different color profiles and how it affects that color scale.
It's broken in Firefox.
Oh.
Hold on. I want to see this.
You can go to color. The color mix one I'm seeing works fine. Maybe.
Oh,
maybe
mix. Not the color scale is not doing anything for me. Mix.
Go to mix.
Oh, then. Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Just visually seeing the differences.
Yeah. So if you're having trouble visualizing what the difference is between many of these different things, which obviously you would, it's an audio podcast, go ahead and take a look at this link here. This thing's really neat and it'll show you how color profiles make a difference.
Yeah, because I'm going from blue to green, and in RGB, it's basically like blue, 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 turquoise, green, 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 green. Like that was pretty much just like one, like, all right, we're going from, but if you look at it in LCH, it's totally different. Or OK Lab, and they just look so much more appealing than the gradients are going to be unreal once this lands in the browser.
It's all math too. I mean, and hopefully whatever is going on with the color scale tab of this is fixed, because it was working just fine. So whatever, you know, hopefully the color scale one, because that one's really, really interesting too, because it shows you lightness to darkness of any color. I'll ping I think it's just a Drew Powers repo. So I'll ping him and see.
This is a great little tool that shows you all this is something TopTal needs to acquire.
Yeah. And he has this is from a JavaScript library called Better Color Tools, where you can do better.from. And if you want to do this stuff in JavaScript right now, this is like a good way to do it, but it's in JavaScript. So yeah.
Well, now I'm wondering, is there a post CSS plugin for this type of thing?
There's SAS plugins.
Yeah, I guess you could just throw it in SAS. I'm sure there's a post CSS plugin for it, but it can't be done programmatically because obviously it has to be computed at compile time, not in the actual browser. Yeah,
which would make color themes kind of tough.
Yeah, yeah. So next level of color stuff coming to the browser. Kind of fun to talk about it. I'm betting we're probably at least a year away from seeing this all be implemented in the browser. And then even then you have to have a decent screen to be able to actually appreciate the differences between all these. But I don't know. I guess I'm on a pretty nice screen here as well. I'm curious if I were to.
I don't think the screen makes that big of a difference if we're being honest. But maybe if you have like a crappy screen.
Maybe for gradient. If you have
like almost like every screen that's coming on any modern laptop or phone is very good.
It's going to be able to. Yeah, you're right. Hit those specific colors. Cool. Well, we'll be sure to keep you up to date once this thing actually lands. But for now, you sit on your hands and know that soon you'll be able to take a hex value and give it opacity programmatically, especially without having to put those hex values on the, you know, like you can do a hex code, 6 characters, and then you can put the 7th and 8th.
Oh, yeah.
As a like opacity value.
Who would want to do that?
I know you always can, forget it. I just want to do like any color 0.5 on the end.
Yeah,
and it does it, and this will get us pretty close to that.
Now I have to translate what you know 0 to 100 into hex code again in my head. All right, FF. Okay, it's EE. Okay, whatever. Yeah, I'm out.
Beautiful. All right, thanks everybody for tuning in. We'll catch you on Wednesday.
Peace. Head on over to syntax.fm for a full archive of all of our shows. And don't forget to subscribe in your podcast player or drop a review if you like this show.